Now, today is the 8th of August, and joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is Breakfast producer Zoe Kanatis. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
What have you learned about today?
Well, on this day in 1974, US President Richard Nixon announced he will resign at 12 p.m. the next day. The 37th President of the United States, Richard Nixon's resignation came as a response to, of course, the Watergate scandal. The scandal erupted after it was revealed that the Nixon government was involved in the cover-up of a break-in of the Democratic National Committee headquarters at the Watergate complex. The revelations prompted the Congress to initiate impeachment proceedings against Nixon. He resigned, making him the first president in American history to resign while in office. And I have a clip of Nixon announcing his retirement on this day 44 years ago.
To continue to fight through the months ahead for my personal vindication would almost totally absorb the time and attention of both the president and the Congress in a period when our entire focus should be on the great issues of peace abroad and prosperity without inflation at home. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
So I think we're all familiar with Watergate, but what was the actual sort of follow-on effects of it?
Yeah, the Watergate affair had far-ranging impacts both in America and abroad. In the United States, the scandal shook the faith of the American people in the presidency, but in the final analysis, the nation survived the constitutional crisis, thus reinforcing the system of checks and balances and proving that no one is above the law. Not even the president, so they say.
And, yeah, lucky now it's just back to that fully trustworthy position.
Yeah, super trustworthy.
All we need is another big scandal. So what have you learned about, what else have you learned about
this day? On this day in 1988, the 8888 uprisings began. Unfortunately, I can't pronounce the city's name. Myanmar. Thank you, Casey. The pro-democracy uprising began as a student protest in Burma's capital city. Hundreds and thousands of protesters came out to the streets to protest against the one-party rule by General Nguyen Win. The protests lasted for over a month and were violently put down by the government. They ended after the State Peace and Development Council, a group of senior military officers, took the government in a coup and installed a military junta. The uprising gets its name from the date of the protest because it began on August 8th, 1988.
What else have you learned about this day?
This one was really interesting. On this day in 1970, Janis Joplin brought a headstone for the grave of her greatest influence, Bessie Smith, at the Mount Lawn Cemetery in Philadelphia. Blues singer Smith died in 1937 after being refused admission to a whites-only hospital. The gravestone is inscribed with the words, "The greatest blues singer in the world will never stop singing, Bessie Smith, 1895 to 1937.
So what song shall we hear, Zoe?
Let's play a song by Bessie. It's a song from 1929. It's called Nobody Knows When You're Down and Out.
Zoe, thanks for that. Let's take a listen to the greatest blues singer in the world, Bessie Smith, here on Breakfast.